The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, it's the Sharks and the Columbus Blue Jackets for the very first time this season in a special Election Day presentation on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. Kind of interesting to note that Kevin LeBanc is on the other side of the ice playing for the Columbus Blue Jackets for the very first time against the team that brought him into the league. What's the irony or the coincidence about it? It's really more coincidence. On his very first night in the NHL, Kevin LeBanc played a game for the San Jose Sharks in November of 2016 on election night in Washington on the road in a Sharks uniform. Well, he's playing tonight in a Columbus uniform in his first game against the Sharks on the road in San Jose on election night. Go figure. But the Sharks aren't thinking about the elections. They're thinking about an important game tonight against the Blue Jackets team that comes in here on the verge of being in a playoff spot. Blue Jackets have 11 points, and they are only 2 points behind the Boston Bruins in the Eastern Conference playoff race with a 5-5-1 overall record. Now, while the Sharks are at the basement of the Western Conference with a 3-8-2 record and 8 points in 13 games played, there are a lot of positive things that are happening for this team, and the club is definitely feeling as if it's going in the right direction. The best news for the Sharks is that Macklin Celebrini is back. He'll be playing center with Mikael Granlund shifting over to the left wing side and Tyler Toffoli playing on the right. That was a configuration that worked really well on opening night when Celebrini scored his first NHL goal and picked up an assist in his first ever game.
Rebound near board. Celebrini back on the ice, fighting for it, trying to poke it up the right wing side. Couldn't clear it out. Ryan Suter's shot is blocked by Toffoli, and he almost raced away on a breakaway, but it was blocked, and the Sharks are going to have to regroup. They do. Here's Celebrini on the right wing side. Spinorama play to the net. Tip score! I think that went off the defense, and that should be Macklin Celebrini's goal with William Eklund right in front of the net. It's past goaltender Joel Hofer, and the Sharks are up 1-0 at 7:01 of this first period. And you can't write a script much better than that with Celebrini in on the very first goal of the season.
He's been out with a lower body injury over the course of the last couple of weeks, but he says that it's not the longest that he's ever been out.
6 months. I had a shoulder surgery. Yeah, that was the longest.
Given that information, Celebrini says that this is basically nothing in terms of time away from the game.
No, 3 weeks is a small price to pay.
So what about taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight? Obviously, the Jackets know about the fact that Celebrini's been injured. Is he looking forward to getting that first hit from one of the Columbus players?
I don't really want to get hit, no. I mean, I try to stay away from contact as much as possible, so I don't really want to get hit. But I mean, that's part of the process. This whole return to play, I've taken contact, I've taken some cross checks, and felt some of that physicality to make sure I'm ready. But no, I don't want to get hit tonight.
Whatever happens, happens for Celebrini. He can handle just about anything, even at his young age of 18. He says that he's not even worried about what the Blue Jackets are going to throw at him.
I mean, I can't really control what they think or what they're going to do. I mean, it's just I've taken the time to best prepare myself for coming back and make sure I'm as healthy as possible and ready to go. So I can't really control what they do.
One player that Celebrini knows pretty well on the other side is Adam Fantilli. This will be Fantilli's first ever game against the Sharks because he was injured in both occasions that the Sharks faced Columbus last season. Celebrini says he knows Fantilli from teams and tournaments in prior years.
Yeah, we know each other pretty well. Like you said, the World Championships, but even before that, I spent some time with him this summer. And, he's awesome. He's an awesome guy, and we get along real well.
Did Celebrini ever get a chance to ask Adam Fantilli what to expect?
Yeah, I mean, we talked a little bit over the summer. I asked him some questions, just what to expect and stuff. But, yeah, I think just training with them was all he needed to do.
The Teal Report will continue in just a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The hat trick for William Eklund!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Vlasic shoots and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Hey Sharks fans, what is a Shark's favorite washing machine setting? FinCycle! But seriously folks, PG&E and the Sharks want you to know that washing your game day jerseys and other clothes in cold water can save you up to $40 a year. Want to discover more ways to save energy and money? Check out PG&E's series, 7 Saturdays to a More Energy Efficient Home, at SavingActionCenter.com.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deeks.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Everything has a beginning. Every great moment, innovation, or team has that electrifying moment when you realize something epic is on the horizon. Few places in the world ignite those moments quite like the Bay Area. From the spark of tech revolutions to the beat of cultural shifts to unseen athletic gifts, greatness begins here. And we can feel that moment coming once again. A beginning of something for those in teal. The Spark? A talented, creative young core led by a pair of standout players who refuse to let their age define their skills. Add to that the wisdom of those that have come before and understand what it takes to overcome and produce magic. It's the beginning of something extraordinary. The future is teal.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
A couple of lineup changes for the Sharks tonight against the Blue Jackets. First of all, Vitek Vanecek, with a lifetime record of 6-0 against Columbus, will be making his 7th appearance in a San Jose uniform, looking for his 2nd win. Also on defense, Jake Walman is going to be out, and perhaps it might be related to the fact that he got injured when he got blasted by Brock Besser, ended up blocking a shot right after that in the most recent game. Defenseman Jack Thompson, who will draw into the lineup in place of Walman, says that a penchant for blocking shots is something a defenseman on the Sharks has to have.
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, we take pride in blocking shots and helping the goalies out as much as we can. So whenever we can step in front for them and for the team, I think that's what we'll do.
Head coach Ryan Warsawski agrees with that.
Yeah, I think it's important, to have that mentality first and foremost, and we're continuing to grow with that mentality of what it takes to win and how hard it is, how demanding it is, how it's the little details that add up and stack up to at the end of the day, the big result. So credit to the all six of those defensemen and some of our forwards that are taking hits to make plays. That's what it takes to win.
But Warsawski also says the Sharks have to live and learn with some of the mistakes that cost them the game the last time out.
I think at this point, that's the mentality, right, of we can learn from it. Some of the details and habits in our game need to improve in crucial situations. Line changes, puck placement, you know, being responsible defensively against a really good team. And so it's a learning curve for us and our group, and we've got to continue to push forward.
Join us for our special election night coverage of the San Jose Sharks and the Columbus Blue Jackets. Cast your vote for the Sharks Audio Network by tuning in at 7 o'clock Pacific time for all of the exciting play-by-play action. Scott Hannon is with me on the call. And remember, you can find us online on a terrestrial radio affiliate or on the Sharks plus SAP Center app. That's the Teal Report for today. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.